And then when we got a whole load, when it warmed up, we'd get a whole load out of the garage quick, put it on that, on his old Dodge that he's got sitting in his yard, old Kismet truck. It's a 1937 Dodge truck.
Oh boy.
And we loaded that thing up with this, as high as the rack on there, and to town we went. And old Williams Construction was working on the Steeves Highway, straightening it out right there by, you know, where the Farmer's Loop connects in there. Well, they wanted us to drive clear around McGrath. And Walt says, I'm going through there anyway. And old Williams was over there. They were hauling gravel in dump trucks, and they were baling the gravel, and then it would smash down into the box. When you go to pick them up like that, sometimes it wouldn't slide out, and the old truck was sitting on its tail there, and they had one sitting up in the sky just like that when we went by. When we were going by there, old Williams had the shovel in his hand, and he came over toward Walt, and it was like he was going to smash the window in on the truck, and Walt shook his fist at him and drove on by. And we went down there, went down to the, he put it in third gear, or, you know, and went, I think it only, no, it had four gears, in third gear, and he went tearing through that loose gravel through there, and down to the root cellar we went, and we backed in there, and they didn't have room. We couldn't get to our bin because this other guy was in there. So we had to, but we parked it inside so it would stay warm till the other guy got done. And but when he got his done, then we packed ours in and got him unloaded. And, well, I think about the trials and tribulations of having to go down to that root cellar and worry about that root cellar. And then there was, what the heck was his name? It was, he lived out there off of Miller Hill. Oh.
Waller.
Waller. Waller. Joel Waller. He was into the farming thing at one time.
Yep. And he got a job with the Division of Lands.
Yeah. And he offered me some land on Bradway Road one time, and we went out there, and we didn't know which side the road it was on. You know, Bradway could get on from either side, and there was water up to the road on both sides of the road, so we didn't know where the land was. And we went out there looking for the land. But you know, I think since they put all those gravel pits in out there, Either the water went away, you know, down through the ground or something, because it's not that swampy out there anymore.
Well, the dam is part of that. The dikes, as they were gradually improved, a lot of those dikes, they've added to over the, and I think that has lowered the water level.
I don't know, but at that time we went out there, and the water was everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And it was right up to the road. There was one little old building that was sitting up high and dry. They had an old army, a little 20 by 24 foot building sitting up on a pile of dirt there. It looked like somebody had put about six or eight dump truck loads of stuff up. And, well, that land was, I think it was $27 an acre that time. And I didn't have a boat, so I didn't buy it.
Yeah, it's amazing the different pieces of equipment one needs to function in Alaska.
Well, I had an experience too. Loud did some clearing for me, so I owed Loud money. Loud owed Girth money, and when Gerth was moving a building down to Nenana, I took my crawler tractor down there and I widened the road so he could take this big building down, because they had made the road across the ice, and that slough, they just made the thing wide enough that cars could go. Well, that's all the wider the road had to be, you know.
And now across the
there was a slough, and then across the river. So I went down there and I widened the road so that when he went down with this building across there, that it didn't get hung up on the slough berms on the side of the road. And then we took it down into Nenana, and the railroad wouldn't let me load it back on this guy's truck down there on their dock or their platform, you know. So we parked the truck out in the middle of the parking lot, and I pushed the snow up and piled it on until I had a incline and loaded her on. Yeah, I went down and plowed that out for him, and then a couple days later I found out that the Wright brothers were down there with their truck and a trailer, and they were hauling they had a TD18 or something, and they broke through the ice there where I was plowing the snow out. I didn't know it till, but it froze, and that John Deere wasn't that heavy. I guess it didn't have very much weight but if I'd have known that they had broken through, I would have had a little bit of a hesitant going over there and widening that. When I drove across the Nenana River, I could look down at least 4 feet down and see cracks in the river as I was driving across. And I, but you know, they were going across with big trucks, you know, and I didn't think it would fall in. I was on that John Deere. I had nothing to hold me on there. I think I could get off of it pretty quick if it started to.
No life jacket either.
No, I didn't have a life jacket. It wasn't a real cold day. We went down there and it was only about zero. And I'd started the tractor up and I'd let it run, and it would start at about 10 below, and then I'd have a problem. But we did take Walt Everhart had one of them little white gas things that the plumber's pot, they call it a plumber's pot. And he had a couple of them, and he gave me one of those, and I took that with me, and we could set that plumber's pot on a shovel and then set it on underneath the engine, you know, and the heat would come up around the battery and around the engine, and so that it would work. So I took that along just to make sure.
Your place doesn't show up on these, because Tom was taking pictures of more of this area, but you might be interested in looking anyway. There's Harold and Beatrice's place.
Mm.
This is their subdivision.
Oh.
Here's our house.
Oh, I see.
And the rest of the neighborhood.
Right around in this area here.
Yeah. We brought you one sometime, didn't we, of some that Tom took over on the east side?
Yeah, I think he did, you know, one time, and I...
Well, one of these days he'll be doing it again, and we'll see
you know,
better ones.
It was really funny.
Let's see.
Well, this is just to the...
Here.
Yeah.
Hot Springs Road's right. Well,
yeah,
here's
yeah.
a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Harold's Field. Here's Lyle's New Road. Mm-hmm. Goes up there. Maddie's Field. It used to be George's.
Oh.
George Lyle's.
Mm-hmm. Well, some other guy came out to my place one day, and he brought some pictures, you know, and he says, I took some pictures with my airplane the other day, and if you're interested in looking at them. I said, I was busy that day, and we were trying to get was the one day that it was dry enough that I could run the shredder, and I was bound and determined I wasn't going to be detained. So I looked at him real quick, and come to find out, it was Cindy Tack's greenhouses that he had a picture of. he was flying around. He'd been up to the hot springs, and on the way back, he evidently must have seen those greenhouses out there. And I said, well, you know, I said it would be all right, but I said, I think what you really need to do is go out there and see Cindy Tack. I said, those are hers. And so he did bring me a picture. He did take another one.
Here's an old one. This must be Henry Bachman's over here. Here's Harold's.
Mm.
Here's our house and field.
Oh, but that's been a long time ago, though, huh?
Yeah, I think we figured that was 66-ish, something like that. I guess I didn't write about it.
Well, that really changes in a heck of a hurry.
Doesn't
it? It's amazing. I've got some trees where I cut all the trees off in the way back when we first homesteaded out there. Yeah, there's trees in there that big.
Oh,
you see
yeah.
all those trees out there?
Yeah.
The first 2 years we were out here, we raised barley there.
Yeah, well, that's part of the clearing here.
Yeah.
Well, part of this is just
here. Over to that row of spruce.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how quick, you know, and if a person would go to the trouble of thinning, if you'd go to the trouble of thinning some of this
yeah.
stuff, but, you know,
the guy
who's going to do it, you know? And then, in behind my house there, we've had so many of those trees that were all laying over. You know, when that snow came in '92, Bill went in there and cut all them crooked ones out.
Hmm.
He went in there and cut them out. It's amazing how many cord of wood he got out of there.
Oh, I believe it.
And when I was first out there, there wasn't a thing, there wasn't anything growing over there. That's how Berkey had built the road. He had taken the dirt from around the outside and pushed it up. And there had been a little fire in 1943 that went up there and knocked some stuff down through the swamp. You can still see it. Some of them isolated sticks are still sticking up there.
Uh-huh.
After, from 1943, the fire went up in there and kind of burned across there.
Uh-huh.
And you can just see on one of the maps. Well, I cleared a piece of ground in there too, but there was so much pressure from the top that the water came bubbling out of the ground all summer, and it just would not quit.
Yeah.
I worked down in there, I tried to clear that and tried to do all kinds of stuff. I did everything humanly possible in there. As long as I had my John Deere, I could drive around in that swamp down there without getting stuck, but my case is so much heavier, and then I had that three-point hitch on the back, and then I couldn't get shed of the thing quick enough sometimes, and then you were stuck. Then you'd have to go fit somebody to get you out. And yeah, old Faster had to pull me out of that creek one time. I took my John Deere and I tried to go across Lutz from his place over to mine, straight across there. And I was going across through the creek and doing everything was going good. And that stick came in there and pulled the coil wire off, and I didn't know why it died. It died right down in the creek. Right down there flat in the creek. It didn't even start up. So. And I looked at it, and I didn't know exactly what to do. Walt Everhart said that he had just fixed Busby's cat. He had a John Deere like mine. And he run it in the creek, and he sucked water into the air thing. And it got in the engine and bent the valves. You know, you couldn't compress the water.
Right.
Well, I was concerned about that because the water was about that far away from that. So I walked back over to, in the dark, I walked back over to Fassler, and he says, how did he say that? Boy, oh boy, I don't think I can go down there with my tractor. That's too shaky down there. I said, well, why don't you back in? And if it looks too bad, I'll stop you. Well, he backed up there, and I hooked on, and and he started pulling, and by that time I had gotten it started again, and then I got out of there, but I drove the long way then after that. but that was so strange. It just came in there, a little old twig just came in there and just zipped it color wire mm-hmm. out of the thing, and well, you know, I was so busy worried about the branches hitting me that I didn't go cross lots the next time there. But you know, Hopper Creek isn't running like it used to.
Absolutely. Now I was wondering when you talked about the
absolutely road. Not running yeah. like it used to. It used to run all the time.
Hmm.
Now,
what do you think is causing that?
The only thing, you know, we had such a terrible dry spell up until last year, and I don't know if the water is coming from those mining, you know, 8-10 miles up the road here, if they're, you know, if they've changed in the course of the water underground mm. there, because that's straight north of there,
mm.
pretty much straight north of there if you look on the map.
Is that where David Everhart's working, up in there someplace?
No, I'm talking about the big mine.
Oh, the big ones, True
yeah.
North.
Well,
I don't think their water table extends this far.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just
yeah.
strange. I haven't gone down in the swamp and looked and see if the beavers have got some huge dam in there, too. You know, they can make a pretty big dam in a little while.
Yeah. Oh, what was Hopper Creek named for? Any idea? That name doesn't show up anywhere that I've seen.
I don't know. I haven't got any idea. There was no. I guess maybe they hopped over it too
maybe
many
so.
Times.
I don't remember anything in that court case where they were talking about the routes that they hauled hay and whatnot.
Oh, Charlie, or not Charlie, Schultz, Mike
Schultz?
Schultz's. Oh, he wanted needed the right of way across Wainwright.
Right.
To get out to his property.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's the hay.
They had some of the old timers that used to, I'm trying to come up with the names and I'm just blank. Bradley.
Bradbury?
Look at these cedar wax wings. Right up
here. In the tree again.
Right here in the trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're working those, they're still taking stones off of there yet, huh?
Oh yeah, there's
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of cherries left.
But you know, our tree, the robins, just absolutely take them off in 2 days' time.
Other years that's been the case here, but for some reason we didn't get a bunch of robins this year.
Well, we had a bunch over there for, well, I pointed it out and I said, you know, we got, I got,